Welcome to the 54th episode of the Parents Initiative Podcast. This is your host, Leo Colon, and I have my co-host, Rebecca, with us.
Hey, 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 everyone.
I know it's been a minute.
Yep.
Been some time since we've last shared a podcast. We just had a lot of life going on. That's not an excuse, but we just really have had a lot of life going on. We in the process of selling our house, moving into a rental, and just have a lot of things just going on, life in general.
Yep.
But it's all good.
Yes, it is.
And here we are again.
You will probably hear less helicopters and planes during our future episodes.
They probably really don't hear that, but yeah, I'm sure they have in the past and wondered, what was that?
Oh,
but
yeah, and right now, what's happening?
Coast Guard flying over our house. So we are in a direct path for the last 14 years. The only time we hear it is when we're doing a podcast.
Or I'm on the telephone.
Or I'm outside. Like, they decide to come out all the time when we're outside. But listen, hey, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen. You know, it really means a lot. I know that some of you may have missed us and may be wondering if we fell off the face of the earth, but we are back and we're doing our best to add value and encourage you. So what I want to do this episode is I want to give you the best parenting advice that I could ever give you. And if you decide never to listen to us again, I'm telling you, this is the best advice that I could give you. I was listening to a podcast the other day that really encouraged me and challenged me. And this is a well-known life coach. And he was interviewing someone else. And he said, you know, one of the questions that I get asked on a frequent basis is, what is the best parenting advice you give me? And this internationally known life coach said, I can't give you any advice because I don't have any kids. And the guy that I was interviewing made this comment. He said, but you do have great advice. And the advice that you can give is what you experienced as a kid, as a child. Like, what are some things that you would have done differently? What are some things that you would continue to do? You know, maybe what are some things that you could kind of revamp and maybe do even better? You know, and I was talking to Rebecca about this the other day, and it made me realize, you know, a lot of what we share in Parents Initiative comes from my own childhood experience.
Yes, and, you know, someone called or referred to me as an expert probably about a year and a half ago in parenting, and I almost, like, deflected the comment because I didn't feel worthy of that comment. That's an internal problem on my end. However, I am. One, because I have been a child. I have walked through a lot of life. And I have been a parent for over, 15 years now. And so we've been pastors of students. There's a lot of things that you gather. So you're definitely... I'm like, yeah, okay, we are experts in that. And so you may be saying, you know what, I'm not an expert. You're an expert in your life, in your life experiences, and what's happened to you, where you've been, and where you're at now. So know that those are some tools that you can use, like Leo was sharing. There's tools in your tool belt that you can use to know what not to do, what to do, and then how to give some sound advice from that.
Yeah, we just had an engagement this past Wednesday speaking at a church, and, you know, we were kind of reminded of some of the things that we shared. And, you know, you look at the acronym that we give for parents. I mean, those are legit tools that you could use.
Yes.
You know, the first 20 episodes of the Parents Initiative podcast, you can listen to them. Most of them are 30 minutes or less at least. But we break down an acronym. So as a parent, are you being too passive? You know, what are some things that you are aware of that you're just letting go and you're doing nothing about? Mm-hmm. You know, are you being too aggressive? You know, because if you could be too overbearing to your kids, they're going to rebel. Yeah. They're not going to receive you well. You know, how are you prioritizing relationships in your home? You know, do you have that right priority in order? Are you showing that to your kids? Are you investing in relationships with your kids? E, how are you allowing your kids to be entertained? How are you dealing with nonsense? How are you effectively training your kids? I was just listening to another podcast a few moments ago, And a lot of times, let's be honest, we're too lazy to teach our kids.
Yeah.
And we should be training them. We should be preparing them and teaching them.
Yeah.
But we're really good at telling them what to do.
Yeah.
So you think about it, if you look at it from that perspective, that my responsibility is to equip them. My responsibility is to teach them. My responsibility is not just to tell them, but to really hold their hands and walk them through life and teach them life lessons, really make sure they're getting a hold of it. And then obviously the letter S stands for X, sex. So how are you talking to your kids about that? You know, so we've given you a lot of great tools in the first 20 episodes. I counted them. I may have been a little less, a little bit more, but I know the first about 20 episodes, we have broken down that acronym. We've shared some things that we've experienced. Not only do we have that experience as obviously we were brought into this world and we were kids, but we have the experience of raising kids and also being in youth ministry for almost 15 years.
And can we think about it this way? That acronym can also be used within looking at your own self.
Yes.
You know, reviewing your own self. How are you to yourself? Are you too passive in your life? Are you too aggressive? All of those different things, relationships, and the list goes on and on. So reflecting on yourself and how are you leading yourself every day? Because I can tell you this, how I lead myself is a direct correlation on how I'm going to lead my kids.
Yep. That's it. You know, so you have to do your best to improve yourself on a daily basis, becoming the person that God has called you to be, becoming the better version of yourself. And that's going to affect your marriage. It's going to affect your relationship with your kids and just every relationship that you have.
Oh, yeah. It's going to impact it forever.
So I hope that this encouraged you. It's good to be back. We're going to do our best to be more consistent. So I'm not going to say until next week. I'm going to say until next time. Okay. So listen, rate this podcast, review it, share it. If you haven't joined our Facebook community and Instagram community, we are consistent on there
every day,
share those posts that we have, engage in those posts, because the more you engage on our content, the more people is going to reach.
Yeah. More lives is going to be impacted. Would you like to have Parents Initiative presented in your church, your Bible study, or an event that you're hosting? We would love to link arms and partner with you. Be sure to contact us through our website or social media platforms. The links are found in the show notes.
Until next time.